Now Samuel the prophet died and was buried in his native town. All Israel assembled to mourn for him, but David did not go because he could not trust the king. As Saul now knew of his whereabouts, David went with his men to the desert of Maon. There was a certain very wealthy man who owned 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep. His name was Nabal, and his wife was called Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman, but her husband was surly and mean. David, who was at the head of a roving band of 600 men, spent much of his time protecting Israelite property against desert marauders and the attacks of the Philistines. When he was in the desert of Maon, he and his followers had prevented harm coming to the people of the area or their possessions, especially to the livestock belonging to Nabal. Each year, Nabal hired men to shear his sheep. Shearing time was a festive occasion, so Nabal always provided plenty of food for the men. When David heard that Nabal was shearing his flocks, he sent men to greet him with a message. David's men came to Carmel, a place lying between Ziph and Maon, and said to Nabal, "Long life to you and good health. Now your servant David asks you to be favorable to his men and give them whatever you can find, since they come at a festive time. When your shepherds were with us, we did not ill-treat them, and nothing of theirs was missing. Ask your servants, and they will tell you." David, by protecting Nabal's flocks, had greatly helped the shepherds, and in return he was only asking for a little hospitality. But Nabal, whose name means fool, was a very stupid, mean, and ungrateful man. "Who is this David?" he said to the men. "Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have prepared for my shearers and give it to men coming from who knows where?" When David was told these words, he said to his men, "Put on your swords," and he took 400 men with him, while 200 stayed with the supplies. One of the servants told Nabal's wife, Abigail, what had happened. "David sent greetings to our master, but he hurled insults at his men," he said. "Yet these men were good to us. Night and day they were a wall around us, all the time we were herding our sheep near them. Now think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over us all. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him." Abigail lost no time. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, and large quantities of roasted corn, cakes of raisins, and pressed figs, and loaded them on donkeys. Then she left with her servants, but did not tell her husband. As she was riding along on her donkey, she came to a mountain ravine where she met David and his men. David had said, "All my watching over this fellow's property in the desert has been useless. He has paid me back evil for good. May God deal with me ever so severely if by morning I leave alive one man of all his household." When Abigail saw David, she got off her donkey and bowed to the ground. Falling at his feet, she implored mercy. "My lord, let the blame be on me alone," she said. "I did not see the men you sent to us. May my lord pay no attention to Nabal. He is just like his name, a fool. Let this gift, which your servant has brought, be given to the men who are with you, and forgive your servant's offense, for you, my lord, will surely be established head over all Israel." David said to Abigail, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment, and for keeping me from bloodshed this day." David accepted the supplies she had brought, saying, "Go home in peace. I have granted your request." When Abigail reached home, she found her husband very drunk. He was holding a banquet fit for a king and was in high spirits, so she said nothing until the morning when he was sober. Then she told him the danger he and all his household had been in. When Nabal heard these things, his heart failed him, and 10 days later he died. On hearing that Nabal was dead, David sent word to Abigail, asking her to become his wife. Abigail readily consented. She got on her donkey and went with her 5 maids to join David and became his wife. Next episode, David spares Saul's life a second time.